Perhaps you've heard the latest improvement from the Ontario government. As of next year, forget the paper renewal reminders for our driver's licenses, plate stickers and health cards. They are going paperless with digital reminders. According to a news release, the idea is to save money and trees. Minister of Government and Consumer Services Ross Romano is quoted as saying, "Our government is taking another big step in our digital-first approach by shifting away from snail mail to a modern alternative, saving taxpayer dollars and eliminating excess paper waste." That is the government spin. To me, it feels like taking away someone's previous job and making my life more difficult. To be honest, I cannot remember the day of the week, let alone when my various bills come due. I have never missed as many payments as I have since going to online banking. Some people love digital everything, I do not. Call me old school, but I want to receive my bill in the mail with the date on it when it needs to be paid. The piece of paper is a constant visual reminder I need to take care of business. It's what my desk is for, with all the little organizational boxes and sticky notes. In the case of this new change for driver's license or health card renewals, they are setting up digital reminders. So, now I have to remind myself to sign up for them to remind me when things are coming due. That's right. They consider it to be free, simple and fast to get notified when important documents are to expire. I find it to be another pain in the neck I don't really need. Honestly, I don't think my complaint is so much an age thing as it is a busy thing. How does anyone keep track of every bill, email, text message or social media post slamming us minute by minute? I know there are people who actually know when each of their bills come due, or when their passport expires, or when taxes are due. I am not one of those people, and I don't think I am alone. This latest change just makes me frustrated. Have you seen that Paycom commercial with lady from Shark Tank, Barbara Corcoran? She insists employees would love to be allowed to manage their own tasks. She is currently plugging a new program where workers can track their own hours, wages, overtime, and vacation time. She suggests workers would be thrilled to handle their own documentation rather than leaving it to corporate. Nope. I think companies are trying to add more responsibility and time to an employee's day while paying less. Besides, that used to be someone's full-time job as an office manager. While I'm venting, I do not want to self-serve at the grocery store or bag my own purchases. I'm not lazy. I just have enough on my plate. In the same spirit, I do not want to add an app to get benefit points at the drive-thru. How about I pay for my products and if you appreciate my business you just give me a free coffee once in a while? Don't make me jump through hoops. I refuse to sign up for one more thing and have one more password and one more code to remember. Having said all that, now I have to register for the government's digital reminder. According to the website, I may choose how to be reminded: email, text, automated phone call, or a combination. I will need all my documentation numbers to do this super easy, fast process. There are restrictions on eligibility. Do I want a 30-day or 60-day reminder? I await the alert that the Service Ontario website is down and cannot be accessed. Here's the link. Good luck to us all.